Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra, the podcast series sponsored by the Orthodox Union, hosted here at OU.org, where in each podcast we investigate, analyze, read, and study one of the Aliyot from the current week's parasha. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and I'm privileged to be studying Parashat Bahar with you here. We are now taking a look at the fourth Aliyah, which is in Perak Chafei. Nearly the entire parasha is in Perak Chafei, chapter 25 of Vayikra. And we're going to be looking at the very short fourth Aliyah, which is four Psukim, Pasuk Chafei through Chaf Chet. In the previous passage, we looked at, in the second Aliyah, we looked at issues relating to fraud and in purchases. And in the next Aliyah, in the third Aliyah, we looked at the issue of the blessing that would be given to those who refrain from violating the Shemitah, and there'd be enough food. Pasuk Chafei, ki amuch achicha. Let's say your brother becomes poor. U'me'achar mi'achuzato, and he sells some of his achuza. Achuza means holdings, which means his land. U'vag go'alo hakarov elav. What does that mean? Literally, his redeemer who's close to him. What it means is as follows. A relative, specifically a relative through father's family, has called a goel, because his part of his job is to redeem the members of his family who need redemption. And the primary form of redemption is in redeeming land that they had to give up due to one exigency or another. And that's what's being dealt with here. In Megillat Rut, the entire theme is of Geulah, both of Geulah of Karka, but also of Geulah of children, through Yibum in its various manifestations. By the way, I have a 10-podcast series that's available right now on yutorah.org on Megillat Rut. You may be interested in listening to before we get to Shavuot. So, ki amuch achicha ma'achar mi'achazo chuzato, vago lo akor vilav, v'ga'al et imkar achiv. He has to redeem it. Means he has the responsibility to buy it back from whoever the relative sold it to, or to buy it directly from the relative. Inch kilo yellow goel. What happens if he has no goel? Visigayado, and then suddenly, so he sells his property, and then he somehow is able to get money together. Umatsaka de guulato. And he finds enough money to redeem the field, and to buy it back for himself. Vichishav et shnemim karo. He has to configure the years of selling it. Vishivatao de flaisha shamacharlo. In other words, it has to be bought back in a prorated form. Veshav l'achuzato, prorated based on what? And then he'll return to his achuza. Well, look at the next pasuk and we'll see. If he does not come up with enough money to get it back, then vayamim korbiata koneoto, it belongs to the fellow who buys it, ad shnat hayovel, until the yovel. Ve'atzah be'yovel, veshav l'achuzato. And yovel, it goes out, it comes back to the achuza. So the theme of yovel continues to course through this parsha. It started with everybody going home, everybody returns to their family, and now we have a new halacha that we did not know, which is that land that is sold. First step is, if land is sold because of an exigency, which is the only reason you would sell land, ancestral holdings, a member of your paternal family has to come and redeem it, either buy it from you or else to buy it back from the guy who bought it from you. If you have no goel, which typically means a ger, but you're able to put the money together, and when you buy it back, you and the buyer have to make a prorated figuring based on what? Based on how many years it is till yovel, and based on that, because in yovel it's going to come anyway. So for instance, if you sold it in the 40th year for $1 million, and now it's the 45th year, you shouldn't pay $1 million to get it back, you should pay $500,000. Because it's going to come back to you anyways in Yovel, you're just getting it back quicker. So you do a prorata. Now, im lo matzayado de'ashiv lo, but if you aren't able to come up with the money, then it stays with him until Yovel, and then it returns, and you return to your holding. A very short piece. We will deal with a slightly longer Aliyah on the next podcast, the fifth Aliyah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.